In this bulletin, more than 10,000 homes in South Australia lose their power as the state swelters through catastrophic fire conditions. The federal government unveils a multi-billion dollar infrastructure spending program, and the new Wallabies coach announced. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. More than 10,000 homes in South Australia have had their power cut as the state swelters through catastrophic bushfire conditions. An emergency warning message has also been issued for a bushfire burning on the York Peninsula. The city was forecast to have a top of 42 degrees today, just below the November record of 42.7 degrees set in 1962. The hot day across the state, coupled with high winds, has country fire service crews on standby after catastrophic conditions were declared in seven districts. Premier Stephen Marshall says the state is prepared for the worst.
We've got a very professional approach to preparing ourselves in South Australia, but also if the incidents arises, for bushfires to respond quickly and appropriately.
And Victoria and Queensland will experience scorching conditions over the next 2 days, with temperatures to climb into the 40s. Melbourne is forecast to reach a top of 39 degrees tomorrow, and regional centres further north are even hotter today. In Queensland, temperatures will likely increase the fire danger as blazes continue to burn across the state. Tasmanians are being told to prepare for the most dangerous fire conditions so far this bushfire season, with a danger rating in the south and southeast to reach severe tomorrow. Koala experts will meet in Brisbane tomorrow to map out a way to help the native animal, which has been devastated by bushfires in Queensland and New South Wales. Environment Minister Susan Ley says the experts will have $3 million to spend on restoring koala habitats. She says the meeting will identify the best responses to the impacts of the fires and the future needs of koala populations. Australia's Financial Intelligence Agency is pursuing Westpac for alleged breaches of money laundering and counter-terror laws. The Australian Transactions Reports and Analysis Centre, or AUSTRAC, says the banking giant failed to report more than 19.5 million international fund transfers, amounting to more than $11 billion over nearly 5 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's appalled by the allegations. AUSTRAC Chief Executive Nicole Rose says the agency is disappointed.
Westpac failed across several key areas. Westpac failed to appropriately assess and monitor the ongoing money laundering and terrorism financing risks associated with the movement of money into and out of Australia through correspondent banking relationships.
Labor says Australia needs to take action to develop policies to prepare for the health impacts of climate change. Opposition health spokesperson Chris Bowen says Australia and the international world's failure to act against rising emissions has led to the medical community warning of an impending health emergency. He's expected to push the federal government to recognise climate change as a national health priority in a lecture at Sydney University tonight. To rugby union, Australia's new national coach will again be a New Zealander. Dave Rennie will take over as Wallabies coach from Michael Checker on a 3.5-year contract. The 55-year-old's tenure will start in July next year after he finishes his commitments with his current employer, Scottish club team Glasgow Warriors. Rugby Australia's chief executive, Raylene Castle, says the sport has had a difficult time recently and the national team is in a rebuilding phase.
There is significant growth happening across the country. There's lots of positive stories to be told, and we need to keep telling those stories, and we also need the Wallabies to be successful.
Okay, let's check out the weather for tomorrow. In Perth, mostly sunny, 26 degrees. In Adelaide, early morning cool change and 25. In Melbourne, an afternoon cool change, a windy 39 degrees. For Hobart, a hot with a shower or two later in the day, 30 degrees. In Canberra, hot and sunny, 39. In Wollongong, mostly sunny, possible smoke haze and 27. Smoke haze also for Sydney, 29 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle, 32. In Brisbane, fine weather and 29. In Cairns, sunny as well, 31. And in Darwin, a storm with a possible shower and 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.